Chad.
Good morning, Chad. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. You got your coffee ready?
Oh, we already had it. I'm on the water now.
Oh, I'm still coffeeing. I got a fresh cup just for our call.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been up since 4, just like you.
Yeah, same here. Same. Well, actually, I take that back. This morning I woke up at 3, wide awake, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So I just went with it. It's all right.
My wife's on. Her name's Nikki.
Well, hi, Nikki. This is Gail. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It sounds to me like you need to get hubby out of the house more. We're putting into work today, right?
Right.
All right.
Well, you have to fight the snow to scrape right now, so.
Oh, you guys got, oh, that's right. You did get snow on the Front Range. I forgot about that.
Yep.
How much did you get?
We're about a couple inches.
Oh, wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Ours is down to about, 8,000 feet or so, but we haven't, I mean, we've had a couple dustings, but it's been gone, so. I'm out on the western slope.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, Chad, how much did you fill Nikki in?
Just kind of the basics about how it was like the first page of the Google search and.
Yep.
I didn't really get too much into the nitty gritty, but.
Okay. No worries. Nikki, from what you and Chad have talked about, do you have any questions so far?
No, not so far. I just, like, kind of disappointed about the trickery of Angie, you know, and they made it sound so good. Like, I was impressed when he got off the phone because he had it on speaker, and it just sounded like it was going to be good and good for, you know, our business to start up, and so it was kind of disappointing.
It is. You know, and I went through the same thing, too. My husband, well, he actually just retired from home inspecting out here. But we used Angie's for his too, and same experience basically. And then I did too with my construction business. It's unfortunate, not surprising though. The FTC is going after them. And I mean, if they found all of that, I hope they get them good. That's just wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong.
So what Chad and I were talking about, now, Chad, did you fill Nikki in on the 3-day right of rescission law?
Yeah, but I looked at it last night, and it doesn't sound like I have any recourse, so.
Oh, no. Why not?
Well, because it's like there's only certain things that are covered by it. And
Interesting.
So,
know.
Just a $287 mistake I made.
At least you didn't get into a monthly contract with them. I've heard now they're putting people in, well, I've heard as high as $600 a month, but usually they're right around the $300 a month, and they lock you in for a year contract, and then you still have to pay for leads. It's crazy. I'm glad you didn't get into that.
I didn't sign any contracts. They had set my leads at $500 a month, but I haven't turned them on, so I haven't, you know, I'm not charged anything. And I'm actually going to call and the gal that I was dealing with and cancel today. And I'm sure they're going to lay the spiel on real heavy, but.
They will. They'll also offer you credits. So for free leads, hoping that you'll use the free ones up and then not pause your leads so they can dump more in your inbox on you. I'm sorry to say that's how what they do. I had a gentleman just a few weeks ago tell me that he didn't know his leads had turned back on, and in a day they had dumped $1,000 worth of leads on him. He was just devastated. I mean, he didn't have the money. It was just insane. So, Nikki, I'll fill you in a little bit on what we do. So, a little bit of my backstory, though. I come from a construction background. My dad was an electrician. His brother and his dad were all electricians. And if they're not farming, they're in construction, and that's my family. So construction's near and dear to my heart. It's what I ended up into, just as a DC on my own doing remodeling. I wasn't swinging the hammers. And I actually just retired last year. But I went through the same. What's that?
That's a good for you for retiring.
Well, I should say kind of. I'm working my retirement job now. I do like to work, and I wanted to stay in construction. So when this opportunity came up, we specialize in working only with construction companies here at Local Splash. So it was a good fit for me, and they had actually helped me get my business to a point where I was able to retire from it, which was another perk. I knew I could trust them. Probably same as you folks. If you do something you want and your name is on it, you want it to be right. You want it to be good. You want it to be on the level. And that was the kind of retirement job I was looking for, because that's how I operated when I was in construction. I don't walk out until it's right. So that's kind of my backstory. So I get where you guys are at right now. You just looking for some leads to get your business going.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay. So as I was mentioning to Chad last night, I think you'll actually really like the first page of Google. So what we do is we close off your category because the listing became open. So being that you are a GC, I'm going to put you under the GC category because it gives you more options, just more services that we can list. And then we close the category for a 50-mile radius around home base. And that's actually very strict Google rules that we have to follow as a Google Premier Channel partner. We're not even allowed to sniff at another company in that 50-mile radius who offers the same services that you guys do. So it is exclusive. And then those calls and leads that result from people searching for your services all go directly to you. We don't filter them or screen them. We don't charge for them. We don't charge for the job. And our job is getting you on that first page so that you can start getting those phone calls when people are looking for your services. And then once those calls get to you, our job ends. You do business however you normally do business. There are no restrictions or requirements as far as how many jobs or leads you need to take or how far you can or can't travel. And obviously, if you want, you can go outside that 50-mile radius, or you can fall short of it and only go in a 10-mile radius. It's all entirely up to you guys. And then, so we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it here, which is another nice perk. We feel if we're doing our job, we don't have a need to lock our clients into lengthy contracts. So everything's month to month. Chad tells me he's taking you to Barbados for a month one of these days, and he's going to have to pause his service. Just kidding. I don't know how y'all are getting there, but I heard him say that last night. So, if you do take a vacation, you get too busy, want to put everything on pause, you can do that. And there's no fee to pause or stop completely. And no start back up fee if you paused. And then, of course, we don't charge for the clicks, leads, or calls. So what we were able to do last night when I was talking with Chad, because he's a veteran and because technically you're new in business, I was able to apply some nice discounts. So I got you guys down to $199 a month, which is, it's normally $399. So it knocked $200 off there for you, and then it got your setup fee down to $99, and that's normally $299. So Chad's credits for the new business formation and then for the veteran status got it down nice and low, and then you're locked in at that $199. It never goes up, and it'll never be more. We don't come back asking for more money ever. And we don't charge, well, we don't even add taxes to that $199. So it's always the same every month. And it doesn't matter if you bring in 10 new big jobs or 30 new small jobs, your pricing doesn't ever change. And then, again, I can't tell in my system what did it, but it also gave us a free website for you guys. So I know Chad mentioned you guys were working on it, but it sounded like you work too, don't you, Nikki? You have a yes. outside job. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we'd be happy to do the website for you. Couple of things. We build on the WordPress platform, so you guys would still have access. You can go in anytime if you want to and make changes to it. And we'll put it on the domain that you already own, hosedraggerconstruction.com. So we don't need to change anything there as far as advertising goes. And a plus of having us build it, especially since there's no charge for it, we'll build it so it's Google compliant and optimized. And then that's going to help your visibility too. And then anytime you need changes made to it, if you just don't have time or, I mean, I know how I am when I get done with work at the end of the day, they're lucky they get fed. Much less me sit down and work on something like a website. So if you don't want to make those changes later on, like adding photos before and afters and things like that, all you have to do is let us know and we'll happily make those changes for you. And we don't charge for it. And part of that is we're in your account and in your programming frequently, checking to make sure that everything still matches as the algorithms change, which they change frequently. So we go in and make those micro adjustments to your programming in the back end so that you don't lose that first page position in the map. And then, excuse me, we'll also get your Google business profile going for you and we'll program it also. And between all of that, what ends up happening is anytime anyone searches for your services, you come up right in that map section on the first page of Google when you search. And then they just click and call you. And then you guys go do business.
Right. That's awesome.
Okay. Sounds like we should probably get you guys set up and grab this listing. I think it's going to be perfect for you.
Well, I got some questions, so I want to talk about your online review.
Ah, no problem. Go ahead.
And we were also contacted by another company this morning. Let's see what the name of it is. Townsquare?
Ah, we actually bring a lot of people over from Townsquare. No surprise, being that you have no negative notations anywhere, so it is the equivalent of having 5 out of 5 star rating. So, and they're probably, let me see, I think we saw you on Yelp is how we tracked you down. They probably saw they might have been sold to your Angie's information. That's entirely possible. And then you had a question about reviews, Chad.
Yeah, so I'm looking at some of them, and I guess this is through BirdEye. This one looks all right, but there's this other one through SiteGabber.
Oh, gosh. Yes. So my question to you, were they actual clients or just negative people?
I don't know. I hadn't caught the name of your business last night, so I was just looking this morning.
Gotcha.
But on this other one, BirdEye, you guys have a 4.9
mm-hmm.
out of 565 reviews.
And I think our Google rating is 4.3 or 4 maybe the last time I looked. So what happens? Sites like SiteJabber, then there are a few others out there. They're whiny boards. A lot of the reviews that we find out there that are bad are people who've never worked with us before. So they have no, they have no idea. But also, it does take your involvement. I mean, there's information that we'll need to get everything going for you. And we do from time to time have customers who don't hand over the information that we need just to get them started. And then therefore they don't see any results and then they get upset. And of course, whose fault is it? It's ours. So yeah, I there are some bad ones out there. I agree. And truly, about 2 years ago, our customer service was not so great. We were really understaffed during the pandemic, and so our customer service suffered, but we're fully staffed, and our team is amazing. They go to the ends of the earth to make things happen for our clients. It makes my head spin every day. Every day I'll see something else. It's like, wow, you didn't have to do that. Yeah, well, they needed it. So just, we've got some great people.
It's 4.1 on Google.
Okay, okay.
Out of almost 800 reviews, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah, and you know, we... Yeah, well, and no, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And
I mean,
you know,
you're the one that made me leery because we just had a good call with Angie and we thought that was a good deal. So now you're making me leery of everyone.
And honestly, guys, you should be. There are a lot of fakes out there. I mean, when I, just to give you an idea, when I was running my remodeling company out here on the West Slope, I went through three different companies. One of them, I was paying $1,900 a month to put me on the first page of Google. And 6 months in, I still hadn't gotten on the first page. So all that money out, I canceled. Found another one, a local guy, right? He should be better because, you know, he's just down the road. He was $900 a month. And 6 months in, no first page. The idiot didn't know what he was doing. Turned out he was an idiot. Didn't know he was an idiot when I signed up, but, and then I don't remember the name of the other one, rank locally or stay, not stay listed, rank first, rank locally. So it was a fly by night. It turned out. And because of those fake companies, we have to say industry standard to get you to first page is 6 months to 9 months. I prefer 6 months to never because that's been personal experience. Local splash, we're quick. We can get it done in about 30 days to 45 days. We'll have you on the first page. And that's also firsthand experience. They did it for my husband with his home inspection business. Well, two actually. So he started out just here in Montrose and then that we local splash got him on first page and then he set up another location in Grand Junction and then they did the same there. And then for my construction business, they also got on first page. So they did, that's kind of why I came here because they were the only company out of Angie's and three other companies who actually did what they said they were going to do. So I'm confident we can help you.
Okay, so here's one Google review I just want to ask you about. So it says
please.
That Local Splash has stolen our company website even after paying them for it. They are the owner of our Facebook account and will not release it.
Oh, wow. Not true. Absolutely not true. I see cancellations in our system all the time. And we immediately turn access back over to the owner. You own your Google business profile. You own your domain name. We can't and won't take your website down on you. If we bought and hosted your website, or I should say your domain name, then we'd ask a $99 buyout fee just to kind of recoup some of what we paid for hosting. But being that you have your own domain already, we don't even do that. It's, you're just free to go. I mean, we hope
well,
you don't ever.
I bought my domain through GoDaddy.
Right.
You know, so I own that. I mean, so I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, and exactly, we can't. You own it, so nobody else can possibly get hold of it. So, yeah, no, people cancel for various reasons, I see the notations all the time, and I see the emails and the text messages sent back to the client with logins and access given back to them, and yeah, there's no fuss.
Nikki's going to be mainly handling the website, so how does she work with you guys about, you know, doing that? Do you guys build the website, or?
Yep, we do. We'll build it. But you guys can tell us what you want in it and on it, what colors you want. Get your logo to us if you've got a logo. And then, so you'll actually have a dashboard in our, where you can log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, all of that info. But you can also upload photos for us there. And then we put them on your website. We'll get them on your Google Business Profile. And we'll program your Google Business Profile to do what it's supposed to. You know, when I first started using Google for my business, I'm thinking, it's been a few years. It used to be called Google My Business. And it was fairly easy for the layperson like me. I'm not a programmer, to set up. Now it's just become more complicated, so it takes some programming for it to do what it's supposed to, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, I've had this domain for a couple months, and I looked at it, I tried messing with it, there's no way I could build it, so I asked her to start dealing with it.
And now you're struggling with it, Nikki.
No, I was like, dude, okay, I just need to get pictures from him because I can't use the other pictures, you know.
But, oh.
Yeah, there's some areas like to where I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Right. You know, it's not easy anymore. I used to be able to build a simple web page. I mean, this was 100 years ago, but I could do it. Now I go in there and I'm lost. I'm just completely lost. I used to work secretarial way, 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 way back. So I was in all of that on a daily basis, and then I kind of got out when I did my own construction thing, and I lost touch with it all. It changed.
Yeah. Oh, it's changed a lot.
Oh, you're not kidding. It's insane. I can't believe how fast everything is and has evolved. It's just nuts.
I know it is.
I mean, I hardly ever get to see the inside of Walmart anymore because I do grocery pickup.
I do too.
It's just too easy, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's too easy. Every once in a while I have to go browse the store though, but then there's too many bright, shiny objects. I should just stay away, really. So, Chad, Nikki. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I missed what you said.
No, just hold on just a second. I'm going to mute you so I can talk to her.
Please do. I'm happy to wait.
Okay. Okay, we're back.
Okay. And how did it go?
I think we're going to go ahead and try it.
Okay. I think you're going to like it. I really do. All right. So let me get a couple screens open here. I had that listing on hold for you overnight, so it worked out really well that we talked right at the end of the day. Now, so Nikki, you're going to deal with the website items?
Yeah, because if I can, like, work with you guys and learn, too, you know,
got
I think that would be good.
Okay, no problem. So what I'll do, I'm going to put both of your names on the account. Let me get over here, and I'm going to put, get into the right screen. Is Chad, are we using a credit card with your name on it or one with Nikki's name on it today?
That's another thing. I can pay for the initial. I'm
okay.
On a card, but I'm right in the middle of changing my business account because I'm with you.
Oh, no worries.
And I don't like them. I'm getting ready to switch to a local credit union.
Okay.
So that won't be until the 30th. I have an appointment on the 30th. So I can put it on my business card or a credit card now.
Okay.
And then
that works.
Can I go in and change that later?
You sure can, anytime you'd like. So, yeah, no problem. And you actually will be able to access that through your dashboard, too. So
okay.
We have, yeah, no problem. No
okay.
problem.
So, yeah, it'll be
okay. And then, Nikki, I'm going to get your contact info in here. Is it N-I-C-K-Y?
No, it's N-I-K-K-I.
Oh, I love that. Oh, no. You poor lady, you. You live with a smart aleck just like mine. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. That was awesome. and by the way, I love that spelling. I don't know. N-I-C-K-Y always just looked clunky to me. For lack of a better word. N-I-K-K-I looks more sophisticated. And I've always liked that. Yes, it does. It does. And I've known a lot of Nikki's spelled N-I-K-K-I and they've all been wonderful people. But I've had a couple of N-I-C-K-Y's and they just weren't so much. So it's kind of, you know. Yeah. Oh, that is awesome. How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 20 years and we've been together 22.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You don't hear that all the time anymore. My husband and I have been married, I think it's 30 years next year. It's been a bit.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, how time flies, though. Oh, good grief. seems like yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Nikki, what is your phone number, please?
719-369-8651.
Got it. Perfect. So what I'm doing is I'm listing you, Nikki, as the preferred contact on your account. So in other words, when we call for your onboarding, we'll call you rather than Chad. So
okay.
One of the things that we'll do is we'll set up an onboarding call for you. And that's a call with your technician. So I'll call you and we'll figure out a good time for you. But I'll call you, get you all introduced, settled in, answer any questions you have. And then it's actually mostly talking with your technician and going over, well, quality control, first and foremost. I make my best attempt at not making mistakes. I hate them. I walked in and he was an employee even. He had laid a full shower full of tile. And I walked in, and the grout lines are crooked. I mean, it's the first thing I saw. I made him rip it out. He's like, ma'am, yeah. He says, we're going to have to get new materials. It's going to cost money to rip it out. Yeah, I know. I'm going to lose my ass, but it's going to be right. So I make my best attempt at getting all of your information right, but then they'll go through everything one more time just to make sure. So, let me see. Chad, is your name straight up Chad, or is it short for something?
No, it's Chad.
Okay, perfect. And then is there a middle initial on your credit card today, or just first and last?
Yeah, A.
A, got it. And what is your last name, please?
Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
I grew up with a bunch of Thomases in Wisconsin, though. And what's a good email address for you guys?
C.Thomas@HoseDraggerConstruction.com.
Oh, type all that out. There we go. Got it. Perfect. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. If you could just let me know that they made it to you. We don't need to do anything with them at the moment. The first one is going to be more information on the dashboard and analytics area that you'll get. And then that one's on the way. And then the second one I need to adjust here with your pricing. I want you to have your exact price and package in writing for your files. So let me get your credits in here. Okay, perfect. There we go. And that second one is on its way. And then phone number, I've got 719-671-3414.
That's mine.
Perfect. And is that also your business number, the one you'd want shown for business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Mountain time zone. So part of what I'm doing is I'm gathering links, for example, your website, domain name and things like that, so that your technician has all of those things in front of them. That shortens your call considerably when we do your onboarding. And it's another way for us to make sure we've got it all right, too. Okay. And then, Nikki, we are calling your number for the onboarding call, I would assume?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. All right, guys, let's list out your services. So general construction first and foremost. I'm also going to use general contractor. And now you were looking for maybe some whole house builds. Was that right, Chad?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try and steer this business towards like some minor landscaping and excavating.
There you go. Man, I should have known that. I should have remembered. I saw my note this morning and then it escaped my mind. Landscaping. Excavation. Okay, perfect. Let's see. What else could we say on the lines of excavation? Would you be able to dig for a foundation?
Not yet. Grading and leveling. Driveway,
perfect.
Stuff like that right now.
All right, awesome. Clearing. So, what was that last one?
Like land clearing and lot preparation for building sites.
Nice. I got all of those in there. And then on the building side, did you want to list remodeling or anything there?
Yeah, like minor remodeling and, I do handyman stuff.
Oh, wonderful. There's a huge shortage of handyman.
Yeah.
In fact,
I think I'm kind of a jack of all trades and like a master of none.
That makes for the best builder, though. Truly, it kind of does.
I can do plumbing, electrical, everything. I'm just not licensed for one specific thing.
Gotcha. Perfect. Any others you can think of?
No,
that about covers it for now.
Okay. If you ever add services or subtract services, just let us know. We can do likewise with your keywords and your programming. Take them off your website. If you decide you don't want to do handyman work anymore or remodeling work or, whichever, just let us know and we'll take it off.
I am going to be doing some snow removal.
Oh, excellent. Okay, got it. That really goes hand in hand with landscaping in the north, where we're at. Perfect. Okay, got that too. And then you do residential or commercial, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Perfect. Make sure we get both of those. All right. Back over to another screen. Okay. So company name, I've got Hose Dragger Construction. Is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that?
Yes, LLC.
Perfect. And then are you at 91 Baylor Street, Pueblo?
Yes.
All right. See, and there's a typo. Ha, fixed it. There we are. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a couple of texts, three to be exact. So first one, if I can find it, there we go, is my direct contact information. I am and will remain the lead on your account if you ever have problems, questions, struggles, anything. Let me know. I'm always here to help. And then I'm also sending customer service contact to you so that you can put them in your phone. And that's where you'll reach your technician and the rest of my team that'll help you out. And then the next one is strictly informational. This one is an informational link on how the call tracking works. Oh, I forgot to ask you, did those first two emails make it to you?
I got one. Oh, wait. No, I just got one.
Odd. I wonder where the other one went. Let me make sure it's not sitting in my box. It's possible that it went into your junk folder.
Let's see. Oh, there it is.
Ah, oh, good, good, good. Whew. Didn't want it lost in cyberspace. Not that that hasn't happened before, but it's nicer when it doesn't. All right, and then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So I don't like taking your money and then not getting started. And the onboarding call is where we really roll up our sleeves and get going. So I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience. Today, oh my. Well, we might have a chance. We might be able to make that happen. So we've got an 11 o'clock or a 2 o'clock. Oh, there's a 3 o'clock also today. Or we could look at next week.
It'd be better this afternoon because I have an appointment at 12:45.
Okay. So, should we do, you want to do? Okay, perfect. I'm going to grab that. And then I'm going to set up a calendar appointment and then I'll send a copy of that to you. Actually, it'll be an invitation. Okay, make sure that's all solid. I had to laugh at my music app the other day. It just started playing Christmas music out of the blue. I was not ready. I can't believe Thanksgiving's next week.
I know, crazy, yeah.
It is. Weird. The year has gone so fast.
It has.
Time flies when you're having fun, though, I guess. That's what they say. So we must be having fun. Nikki, what do you do? Where do you work?
I actually just retired from the police department. I was a sergeant on graveyards. I did 24 years.
Wow. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes.
And so now I'm the office manager for the Colorado Police Protective Association. I've been on the board since 2011, and we provide legal defense for officers throughout the state.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, yeah. They need all the help they can get these days. I can't imagine. I can't imagine being a police officer right now.
No, and I know. That's the problem we're having is no one wants to be an officer right now.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure your recruiting is probably way down.
Terrible.
We've wrecked a lot of things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're doing today. I was still going to try and write October. That wasn't going to work. All right, and then I've got another email on its way to you. The subject line on this one is Local Splash Initial Invoice. Local Splash CIE. And that'll be the calendar appointment. Let me know when that one gets there.
I think I just got that one.
Wonderful. If you'd please open that up, and then let me see. There should be a yes, no, maybe option.
I already did.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. You're ahead of me. I appreciate that. And it didn't come through yet. Let me refresh it and try again. There it is. Perfect. Thank you. I got that on this end. Now I've got to put this on their calendar, too. No, not AM. It's PM. There we go. Perfect. Okay. And do you guys have a Facebook business page at all? I couldn't find one when I searched, but sometimes they hide. You do. Is it under Hose Dragger Construction?
Yes.
All right. Let me see if I can find it. You'd think it'll pull it up. Ta-da. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull that link over for your Facebook business page for your technician, and then we'll put it on your website, and we'll also put it in your Google business profile. Let's see. And then now there's an optional item. Some people like it. Some people don't think they will. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you could download from the Play Store and installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own unique phone number. It would have a 719 area code to match your current. And it's designed so that if you'd like to, you can keep your business and personal separate, but not have to have a second cell phone. Now, if you intend to hire people at some point, and let's say you hire Joe Dirt, and he walks off with half your stuff one day and leaves the job site high and dry, you want to cut off contact between him and your clients or him and your other employees, obviously, at that point, all you have to do is let us know and we'll cut his line off. And there's no additional charge for it, and you can have unlimited lines. Is that something that you guys would be interested in?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll put her on there, and then I'm going to send you another text for this one. So the app itself is still with our programmers. It's technically still in beta, although it's been there for about 6 months. So I think they've got it pretty well cleaned up. But because it's with our programmers and not over in our customer service department yet, they're asking everyone to fill out an application just so they get your information. It's not an application like you could be declined, just so that they get your info for that. Hello. And then which do you find easier for us to contact you, phone, text, or email?
Say that again?
Phone, text, or email.
Yeah. Or I'm sorry, one more time, Nikki.
Probably phone, text.
All right. Sorry about my dog. Clearly, I work remotely from home.
Oh, ours is laying on her lap.
Aww.
100-pound chocolate lab.
Oh, I love labs. They're such sweethearts, and they're so smart. And then what would you like to show for hours of operation?
I don't know, 7 to 7. 7A7P.
You got it, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday for now.
Okay. Then you have the option, of course, of working on Saturday if you want to, I suppose, but then people don't expect it. And then on your website, did you want us to add any kind of a form of payment? So in other words, you could send people to your website to send payment to you. Couple of the ones I can think of offhand that we see a lot are Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo.
Well, we usually use Venmo, but I don't have one set up for the business yet.
Okay. I can, if you, yeah, I can put it on there as a yes. And then when you get that all set up, just let us know and we can get it on the website. And we don't charge for that either.
Okay.
And I assume your address is a home address, not a shop or storefront. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm putting a big note on here for them when we get your Google Business Profile going to omit your actual street address. So you'll still show as a pin in the map in the neighborhood, but not so close that somebody could drive to your house and find you. You probably don't need that out on Google.
No.
No. So they'll just leave that off. Okay. And then just to give you guys a heads up, our phone system is kind of silly. When it assumes that nobody could possibly talk for an hour, we've got about 10 minutes to go. It'll kick us off, or we can just disconnect and I'll dial you back. But it always seems to choose the most inopportune time to disconnect. I'll try and keep an eye on it so I can give us a heads up again.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and set up your security question and answer. So a couple of things that I want you guys to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if somebody's calling you asking for money, to do this, that, or the other with your website or for your website to do this, you need to pay them. Know that it's not us, and I would be careful about who it is because there are some fakes. And any time you're in question, even if we call and say, hey, it's Gail from Local Splash, ask me the challenge question. If the person on the other end can't answer it, then it's not us. and you probably have somebody fraudulent on the other end of the line. And that's why we set up the security question and answer system. Just had too many clients that were getting these vague calls and getting roped into paying for things that they didn't need to pay for. And if you see something that sounds like you might want to take advantage of it, let's just say a Yelp subscription, you're free to accept or decline either way. And whichever way you decide will have no bearing on the work that we're doing or anything I've told you. So don't feel like you have to do it. Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. So right now we only have 3 question options. Mother's maiden, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You want to do your mother's?
Yeah, my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and let's get back to the screen. There we go. And what is that, please?
E-S-E-E.
E-S-E-E?
T, as in Tom.
Okay.
Easton.
You broke up on me after.
E S T E P E step.
Aha, got it. E S T E P. Thank you. Okay. Can I type it the right way twice? Ha. Perfect. All right. And then I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription and get those credits applied. Taking all day thinking about it. And I'll tell you what, we've got about 8 minutes left. I don't like it when we get kicked off right in the middle of billing because it can be scary. So rather than that happen, if you don't mind, can we hang up and I'll dial you right back and then we'll finish up. All right. I'll talk to you in just a couple minutes. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.